Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right. We welcome you back in. More of the Connor Happer Show here on 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com. We're joined now on the phone by Michael Bruntz of Husker 24/7. Hello, Michael.
Hello, Connor.
How are you?
Not bad. What news is going to break in the next 15 minutes? Place your bet.
Who knows? I don't know. It's been pretty random recently. Will somebody get fired somewhere? We can only guess. Hopefully nobody
somebody
dies.
Might get fired. Somebody might change conferences. Somebody might die.
Yep.
We'll see what happens.
This is the evidence that we have. Okay, so we just spun the wheel of coaches, and we landed on Craig Bohl, and we discussed Craig Bohl's candidacy, which he will not be the next coach at Nebraska. But somebody,
is there a candidacy?
No, there's no real candidacy, but we threw 55 names into a hat and then we pull, we spin the wheel every day. So we have to entertain it. So we did. And someone emailed us afterwards and said, basically, if Craig Bohl has more success at Wyoming, is he like the obvious candidate for this job this time around?
How much success at Wyoming? Like, what's success at Wyoming? Like, if he's won multiple Mountain West Conference titles?
Yes,
like,
yes.
How old is Craig Bohl? I don't know much about Craig Bohl this time around.
Craig Bohl is 64.
Okay, so he's, like, about a year older than Kyle Whittingham.
But Craig Bohl, he's known for being a developmental guy, going to build around the lines of scrimmage. He's got Midwestern guys. He knows what a Midwestern program I think looks like.
I feel like if Craig Bohl had more success at Wyoming, Craig Bohl would still be coaching at Wyoming. Is that fair?
No, it's totally fair. Yeah,
because I think that's probably where I would. I don't know how much people would be clamoring for Craig Bohl.
I don't think.
Even if he had had success.
He only made the list of names because we were just taking suggestions one day, and he was like, hey, Nebraska ties, we got to throw him in there, right? Yeah.
That's true. I think Mike Grant is on his staff up there, too, if that's worth anything.
Sure.
But I don't think that would be somebody that I would entertain, probably. Even with success.
Did you wish a happy birthday to Dave Aranda on Twitter today?
How old is he now? I did not.
Dave Aranda turns 46 today.
46? Okay. Coaching ages fascinate me. And some guys, you just like, you don't assume they're as old as they are. Like, I love Kyle Whittingham as a coach. It floors me that he is currently older than when Nebraska hired Mike Riley.
It's insane.
Like, yeah. So, I don't know. I'll have to send Dave Aranda a belated card, though. That's an oversight on my part. But I do think, probably out on Craig Bohl for your initial question. I would not I'm not flight tracking anything from Laramie to Lincoln.
Okay. Yeah. No, I don't think we were either, but just wanted to, just wanted you to weigh in on it. Maybe there's an alternate reality, an alternate realm where something happens. Who knows?
That's John Cougar Mellencamp Oscar territory, I think.
Yeah. Well, you got to bet it. If the odds are on the table, you got to bet it. Okay, Bruntz, what do you think when you start to take a look at Nebraska and Indiana this weekend? Like, how do you even start to sort of parse through this one, given that I think we have a good idea of what Indiana wants to be, but maybe we have less of an idea of how Nebraska wants to play this thing?
Yeah, is that an advantage to Nebraska, is that you've got a little bit of the mystery there?
I guess so, maybe.
I'm assuming that we're probably going to see a lot of plays in this game. I'm expecting like a 4-hour game. I'm eager to see what Nebraska is going to do defensively, because that's kind of the biggest wild card, is how much do you keep of what Eric Chenander was doing? How much do you try to overhaul, especially coming off the bye week? Because I think that was the biggest benefit to Nebraska, is all of a sudden you had a week to kind of sit back, self-scout. I think probably you're going to see some different things offensively, some things that have not worked. I hope that that reverse, that they keep trying to run to Trey Palmer, hit the cutting room floor in the bye week as an example. But I think that, you know, for Nebraska, and I think defensively, you've got to try to find a way to get guys more aggressive. And I don't know if you scheme that. I don't know if that's an attitude thing in practice that you're emphasizing, personnel or what, but the first four games of the year, Nebraska was just playing on its heels defensively the entire time. They weren't forcing the issue, and you've got to figure out a way to change that, because you just can't sit back and let Indiana tempo you to death and hope that you can, you know, get off the field that way. So the defense is a mystery to me offensively. I think it's going to be a little bit more slower paced than what they tried to run against Oklahoma, because I don't think a track meet benefits Nebraska at all in this game.
I have some concern about their offense going forward, in that, number one, we don't really know what it's going to be or what they can do and really what they can do well. I don't know if it's greater than my concern of what their defense has been so far this year, but I don't know. It's been sort of a troubling last couple games on the offensive side of the ball when you compare it to the start that they had and how good it was.
Yeah, well, and I mean, you kind of know what the defense, like how bad it can be. I mean, it can certainly be worse, but not much worse. And I think that that's probably, you know, you know that's a known. You kind of know where your baseline is there and where you're trying to move from. But the fact that the offense has been a little bit of a moving target, you're right, is a little bit concerning. And you wonder, you know, with this new offensive line that they're rolling out with the injuries and having Piper in there at guard, you know, are you going to be able to move the ball on the ground against Big Ten defenses? I mean, they did against Northwestern enough to win. You know, Indiana's going to try to do some things up front to confuse them a little bit, but that seems to be what's given Nebraska the issues, is, you know, Mark Whipple says it wasn't guys just being manhandled, but guys not knowing who to block. So maybe that gives you a fighting chance to clean that up, but I think you do have to kind of find something that you can hang your hat on a little bit in the run game, especially, you know, a lot of Anthony Grant probably having to do it on his own, but that just might be who you are offensively this season.
How much Big 12 football have you been watching / will you watch in the next couple weeks?
I caught a fair amount. I watched probably more Big 12 football in the last 10 days than I've watched in the last 4 years. But you know, I'm a big Pac-12 Mountain West guy.
That's right.
So I've moved my time frame earlier in the day and shifted my regional attention to the Midwest.
Wait, so I thought you would come back with some Pac-12 coaches, like, hey, you know, are you all on board the Kalen DeBoer train, or, like, you know, since you're the resident Mountain West guy or Pac-12 guy?
I don't think that there's somebody in the Mountain West right now. Blake Anderson is intriguing, but I don't know that works now. I've even when DeBoer was at Fresno, I was kind of towards the front of the, like, in the locomotive part of the train, maybe starting to shovel some coal in it. And I think what he's done at Washington already, you know, I don't know that Michigan State's as good as maybe what we thought preseason, but the way that Washington just went in and dominated them,
yeah,
that got my attention. And he develops quarterbacks, and he's a good quarterbacks coach. So, you know, as much as, you know, we want to talk about Lance Leipold's history of success at Wisconsin Whitewater, which is definitely notable, Kalen DeBoer is no slouch either. With his resume from what he did at Sioux Falls.
Could Kalen DeBoer bring Michael Penix with him and So I was thinking about this week package deals of coaches, and they could bring their quarterbacks with them. Like Lance Leipold is intriguing because I like that Jalen Daniels guy. Like, this is a thing we actually have to think about now. I don't know. So Michael Penix played in 3 games in 2018 redshirted, 6 games in 2019, and then played the full season of 6 games in 2020. Just 5 games last year and now 4 so far this year. He's never played a full season of college football before. He's a junior technically because of the COVID year. This is what we need. This is the new thing. We need Kalen DeBoer and Michael Penix.
Yeah, you no longer are you concerned about which assistants are coming with you, but it's which ninth year quarterback can you bring along?
That's right.
To plug into your roster right away.
This is a real thing.
Yeah, well, he's transferred, what, twice? And I'm trying to think of the other guys that are out there. The kid at Kansas, he's transferred a couple times, right? That would be his second transfer.
Penix has only gone from Indiana to Washington.
Okay, but a hypothetical, this would be his second transfer.
Correct. Oh, correct, yes.
Okay.
Daniels, okay. Daniels, I don't think, has transferred.
Okay.
He started off at Kansas in 2020.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, that's something you got to be concerned about, I guess.
Package deals. This is the new thing in college football hiring processes in 2022 and beyond. All right, Brunts, we'll let you go. I don't see any breaking news. Everybody seems to be healthy, in place. Nothing crazy happened in the last 10 minutes. So I think we're okay.
That's good. No coaches talking trash about anybody or anything like that.
Doesn't look like it. No, I think
that's good.
We're pretty solid.
Christian McCaffrey didn't practice again, but that's pretty typical.
That's just normal.
That has implications though, right?
Yeah. If you're a Christian McCaffrey fantasy guy.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Okay.
All right, Brunts. Talk to you later.
All right. See you guys.
Michael Brunts of Husker 24/7. Everybody okay? In place? Nothing weird.
Haven't seen anything yet. Yep. Nothing's popped up. I think we're good, guys.
Okay. Maybe it's just timing, but who knows? We will come back with the top five from Josh today, which is?
This was a user-submitted idea, I believe, Dave, and someone else submitted that I do this. Top five Tom Hanks movies that didn't make the top five.
Excellent. Next on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.